What a joy and blessing to be with you here this morning. It was a blessing when Pastor Figgy called and said, "You have a date that's open." And I had one date, that was the 1st of June, and we're together here this morning. And what a blessing it is to spend this time with you. And I want you to know that for me, to have the privilege of coming and seeing you one more time is truly a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. I want to share with all of you, the older I get, the simpler this gets. It's not complicated. Even a little child can understand. And so what I want to do this morning is begin our time together with a prayer. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, what a joy and blessing to be with you here in your house this morning. We ask for your blessing on our time together. Help us to remember that we can't do anything, but you can. We ask you, Lord, to be with each one of us as we're drawn closer to you this morning, understanding that the only thing really important in this life is telling others about our dear Jesus. And all this we ask in his precious name. Amen. It's a joy to be here with you today, and what a blessing it is. And I want to ask you, but you are a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you might declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Do you know, the only kind of people I really want to work with are people who are not normal. I hope you fit into that category. You're in the world, but not of the world. Today, we live in a real dark society. And the Bible is very clear that we as Christians need to be different than other people, because Jesus lives in our hearts. So I want to share with you what Gary says, not you respond with the words, normal. Got it? So I hope that all of you sitting here in the church this morning are not normal. That's very, very important, I think, and what a blessing. We're called to be not normal. I hope that people say that to you. You're different because Jesus loves you. And that's wonderful, because his love is so enduring. You know, I've gone through a very difficult time this past year. God gave me the most wonderful wife. And Mission Central wouldn't exist if God hadn't sent me such a wonderful wife. God called her home this past year. She just celebrated her first birthday with Jesus. And I miss her so, because when I go home at night, there's nobody there. There's nothing on the table, and I miss Maxine so much. She was a special friend, and she's with Jesus now. And in a little while, I'll be closer to see her. Every day, I'm one day closer getting to see Maxine. And we're together in our real home. I'll introduce her to you, because she's waiting for me. And again, I want to say the same thing that I said in the Bible class this morning, and I wonder how many of you remember it. Who were the first real missionary?
Shepherds.
Anybody remember? The shepherds, the lowly shepherds. God picked the lowliest people. I've been in the Holy Land a number of times, and I want to share with you, they're still regarded as the lowest people. These were the first missionaries. Those missionaries went there because God called them to go there and see the Christ child. And when those lowly shepherds saw the Christ child, do you remember what they did? They went out and told everyone about that little baby in a manger. And you know, if those lowly shepherds could tell people about Jesus, all of us can. All of us can tell people about Jesus. So important. God sent us just a little over a year ago, Pastor Steve Schultz and his wife Sue, they're helping. Because I'm 83 years old, and God's going to call me home, and he'll carry on the work there at Mission Central. Can you see the picture of our boss in the background? Yeah. I want to share with you, there's a dumbing down going on in this country. And the dumbing down is very, very clear. Oh, you know what? You can go to any church, son, that you want to on Sunday morning. This is a free country. You can go to any church you want to. But you keep your mouth shut. Don't you be telling people about Jesus, because you could offend someone. You understand what I'm saying? We have to be brave in our witness for Jesus. But this is what's going on, and that's why the church is decreasing and decreasing. As I mentioned in the Bible class, we've lost 32,000 members a year in our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod every year for the last 10 years. That isn't what we're doing here. We got to tell people about Jesus. I've had the privilege of meeting some amazing people. You see this man here on the left-hand side? He's from Minnesota. He was raised on a farm here in Minnesota. He went away to become a pastor. Pastor Roger Heiss was one of my closest friends. And he was the pastor up at Brookfield, Wisconsin. That's a congregation of about 2,000 members. And I've spoken up there a couple of times. And Pastor Heinz was so happy to have me come. You can see that picture's taken in my office. He came down and visited a couple of times at Mission Central, and then something happened. He got cancer. And he wrote to me and he said, Gary, God's going to call me home, but I want you to take this picture and share it with the people as you travel. And this is the picture he sent. Can you all see that? He said, Gary, I want you to show this to people as you travel, because he said, this was the highlight of my ministry here on earth. He said, share it with people because this story actually happened. He said, that little girl in the blue and her mother came to visit me. And the reason they came to visit Pastor Heinz in the picture was the fact that that little girl in the blue, in her elementary school, she had a little Christian friend. And you know what that little girl, her friend in the school, said to this little Muslim girl? I want you to be with me in heaven. I want you to know about Jesus. That little girl, that little Muslim girl in the picture, she went home and told her mother that's sitting right there on the left-hand side of the picture, Mom, I want to visit with my friend's imam. You know what an imam is? That's a Muslim pastor. They're called an imam. And she said, I want to talk with my friend, imam, pastor. So pastor received a call from the mother, the Muslim mother, and said, my daughter wants to come and see you and ask some questions. And Pastor Heinz said, Gary, we had this picture taken because it was the highlight of my ministry. He said, that little girl came and she sat next to me for one solid hour and asked one question right after another about Jesus. And after the end of that hour, that little girl, look at how intense her eyes are. She looked at Pastor Heinz and said the most wonderful thing. You know what that little girl said? She said, do you think I could be baptized? Whoa! Do you think I could be baptized? And Pastor Hyde said, we can. We can baptize you, honey. And the mother, who hadn't said anything for a whole hour, suddenly looked over at the pastor and said, do you think I could be baptized? Now look at these pictures. That's the little Muslim girl being baptized. And that's the mom being baptized. Think of the rejoicing in heaven. And now I want to ask you one simple question, all of you. Who is the missionary in the story? Who's the missionary in the story? Who is it, son?
The little Christian girl.
The little Christian girl who made a witness to her friend about her Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful story? And Pastor Heinz was so thrilled that those people will be in heaven with us. Now, the older I've gotten, the simpler this has become. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Matthew 18:3, where Jesus took a little child and put that little child on his lap. Then he looked over at the leaders of the church, the Pharisees, and he said to them, "Unless you change and become like this little child, you won't enter into my kingdom." Whoa. Childlike faith. I want you to know I have real miracles that happen at Mission Central. I spoke in Fremont, Nebraska, at a large church down there, and after the service, the dad came over. He had four little children, aged 12 to 4. This was the youngest in that family. And the dad said, "I want my kids to see Mission Central. I want them to see your museum. I want them to see in the barn. I want them to see everything that's there." I said, "Well, sure, we can set that up." And that little family came up. They had a wonderful, wonderful tour. And when he got through with the tour of the museums and so on at Mission Central, that little girl came down and sat right in the front pew in our little wayside prayer chapel that you'll see. And that little girl sat right in the front pew. And I said, "Honey, before we go any further, who is the statue here on the altar?" And that little girl looked up. Now think of what you would have said if I said that to you. "Who's the statue up here on the altar?" And that little four-year-old girl looked up at me and she said, "That's my Jesus." Isn't that a wonderful answer? She took it personally. She said, "That's my Jesus." I said, "That is your Jesus, honey." And I said, "Now what are these marks on his hands and on his feet? There's marks there." She looked up. Now remember, this little girl is 4 years old. She looked up and she said, "That's where the nails were." I said, "That's right, honey." But I said, the last question is the most important one. When he hung on that cross and he bled and suffered, who did he suffer for? Who was he dying for? And that little girl made me break down and cry. You know what that little girl said? She looked up at me with an angelic face and she said, "He did that for me. He knows my name." Wow. Wow. That little four-year-old girl knew everything she needed to know. It's really a blessing when you see how God uses little children. Little children need to learn how to pray. And mom and dad have to be part of that. Mom and dad both. To teach their children how to pray. You know what that is? That's where I came from yesterday. Got in the car with my dear friend, Pastor Kaiser, and he helped to do the driving to come up here. We left a place called Mission Central. Do you know that's the largest mission supporting agency in the whole United States for our Lutheran church? Old set of farm buildings in the middle of nowhere. And I'm going to show you a miracle picture. I got up on March the 4th of 2004, and we started in the basement of our home. And then I bought the old set of farm buildings that was right across the road. But on March the 4th, I took this picture of our home. And then I turned right on the highway and I looked over at Mission Central. There's our sign in the snow. I took that picture and then I downloaded the picture and showed the picture to my secretary. And she started to cry because this is a miracle picture. There is no cross here. And on March the 4th, I took that picture, and I cried when I downloaded the picture because there's no cross here. This is a light pole for the parking lot, and in the distance, that's a terrace with brush growing up in the terrace. You think that's a miracle picture? I hope you all say yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. God can do something like that. I could have held that camera up or down or to the left or right. I didn't see that when I took the picture. And God said, "This is my place." That's what it is, an old set of farm buildings in the middle of nowhere. This is our office. This is where we do all of our work. And we have a lot of people come. That's an event that we had at Mission Central. You can see the number of cars and buses that came. Do you know, folks, that on Thursday we had an event at Mission Central right at this place right here. We had right at 200 people that came. to this place in the middle of nowhere. Have any of you ever been there? Pastor, you were there. Yeah. Anyone else ever been there? Oh, you have. Great. I want to share it with you. That bus is from Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan. And those buses all came to see this miracle place. And I want you to know that all the people that were in those buses were people who are not
normal.
That's the stuff. Thank you. Not normal people come here. That's a picture of some of our volunteers. We have 105 volunteers at Mission Central, and none of those people get paid. And they come from different churches even. But this is what God can do when he calls his people. I built a Lord's Creation Theater building to tell the story of the sixth day of creation. What is a public school telling our children about creation? Any of you have any idea what they're telling?
Evolution.
Evolution. Thank you for being here today. You're right. They say that it took a billion years and we came from what? Where did we come from, according to them?
Goo.
Monkeys. Yeah, we came from monkeys. And it took billions of years. No, that isn't what happened. What does the Bible say? You know how long it took God to make you and me? A man and a woman. And how long did it take him to make all the animals? One day. It was all done on the sixth day. The Bible says the morning and evening was what?
One day.
It's really, really an interesting thing. People come from all over. And this building was built to tell the story of these animals. So it's really an unusual thing, but we're able to tell people the truth. People need to hear the truth today. Yes, we have quite a collection, and we talk how God made every one of those animals different and unique. It's really something how God gave us these animals. Totally a miracle again. One man shot all these animals. When he passed away, the family came and said, Dad wanted you to get these animals so you could tell the story of the sixth day. We have a lot of young people come. I had three busloads the other day that came down from Sioux City. Young people. Young people. When they come, this is our barn. Inside our barn. Artifacts from all over the world. And those young people need to be told what these different religions in the world really teach and what they are teaching. After I got through speaking to these young people here, I said, are there any questions? And there was a young lady, eighth grade, she raised her hand and she said, Missionary Gary, how do we know we're right and all other religions are wrong? How do we know that we're right and all other religions are wrong? Do you know the answer to that? I hope you can all answer that. When you leave here today, I hope you'll never forget that. How do we know that we're right and all other religions are wrong? Pretty simple. It's all about our Jesus. You know, folks, we got to remember it's so simple. Jesus said, because I live, you too will live. There's no other religion that has arisen the living Savior. Gautama Buddha died. Mohammed died, but they didn't come back from the dead. Our Jesus did. And I want you to know, when you hear the word that old Missionary Gary had passed away, here's where I'm going to be sleeping. You think that's my grave? That's my resurrection spot. You think that spot's going to hold you? Have any of you got your resurrection spot already purchased? Any of you? You have one? I want you to know that's not your grave spot. That's your resurrection spot. You think that grave is going to hold us? No. That's why we have a resurrection spot. And Jesus said, because I live, you too will live. Jesus came back from the dead. And so when you hear that old missionary Gary has gone home, that's my resurrection spot. And you think about that. I don't know how many of you have written your obituary. I hope you have. Because that makes it easier for your family. But be sure and make a witness in your obituary to say, my resurrection spot is located here at your cemetery. And not your final resting place. We don't have a final resting place because we're not going to stay there. Now, I want to finish with this part of my report, and that is the last words of Jesus. You know, we just went through a time on Thursday called the Ascension. Did you have a service here on Ascension Day, Pastor? We did. We had about 200 people down there to celebrate our ascension of Jesus, because the last words of Jesus, he was on the top of the Mount of Olives, and he started to rise 40 days after his coming back to life. And 40 days after he had his followers on top of the Mount of Olives, and he looked back at them and started to rise into heaven. And what did he say, his last words? Go into all the world and preach the good news. Do you know what Jesus wants? The Bible is very clear. Jesus wants everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Really, that's the whole secret behind it. He wants every one of you and me to be saved and be with him in heaven. And his last words were not an option. They're a command. I'm so glad that your LWML lady sent down a gift for one of our needy missionaries. That came in March. And I wanted to come and report to you on your missionary that you ladies helped to support. This is the lady that you sent your gift down for. You sent a gift down to help this lady continue her work in Taiwan. Barb Reventish is one of the best missionaries we've got. She speaks Mandarin fluently. God gave her that gift. Mandarin is one of the most difficult religions. It's a guttural religion, or a guttural type of language. When you hear them speak it, it's really something. You got to learn that. And God gave her the gift to do that, and she teaches Sunday school, Bible classes, and makes Sunday school lessons in the Mandarin language. She's one of the best missionaries we got. She's from Paulina, Iowa. I knew her daddy and mom very well. He was a missionary in Africa. This is where Barb lives. This is on Taiwan, and this is the capital. And that's where she lives. Right there is Taiwan. Right there. And she's reaching out to people in darkness. And what's the size, the area? This is the size of Taiwan. 1, 2, 3, 4 would fit into the state of Iowa. And their primary religion is Gautama Buddha, Buddhist. And they offer sacrifices to him. And you see them offering sacrifices here. And that's one of the temples there. And these are some of their gods. And when they have a parade, they'll have a great big dragon like that to scare away the evil spirits. And these are some of the Bible classes. There's your missionary right there. And this is a Bible class for the first time. They're hearing about Jesus. Here you see the missionary, and she's with a Bible class there in Taiwan. And that's one of her closest friends. That lady never knew about Jesus till your missionary came and told her. There she is teaching a class. And there she's with a Bible class of young people there in Taiwan. And you helped this missionary go there. And there she is with one of her friends. And that's one of our pastors that are there in Taiwan. He's got a great big confirmation class. There he is with a Bible class. We're reaching out to these people in total darkness. There's a family that he's went to visit, and he's telling them about Jesus. What's going on there? Baptism, right, Charles? Baptism. And what a joy. Think of the rejoicing in heaven. What a joy and blessing. You know, the Bible says there's much rejoicing in heaven over how many? One. Yep. This is mainland China. I went up to Beijing. And who do they really, really admire and worship there? Who is that? Chairman Mao Zedong, the communist leader, going into the Forbidden City. This is a thing you don't hear. This is the Post Times magazine, one of the largest magazines in mainland China. Look what they did. They took off Chairman Mao's picture, and who'd they put on? Our Jesus. Do you know that in mainland China, a communist country, they're starting 4 new underground Christian churches a day? Think of that. You don't read that in the newspaper, do you? No. God's reaching out to people in total and complete darkness. Even though there's resistance, you find the communists will tear down a cross like that. And this is something you don't read about either. We had a missionary that went into mainland China, and from her hotel window, she took this picture. They worship 3,000 people at that church, Christian church in mainland China. You all know what that is right there? You know what that is? That's right. And you know what that's doing? It's going to tear that church down. There's persecution in mainland China more than any other country right now. So it's time to wake up. I want to share with all of you here today, it's an honor and a privilege to come and be with you. If just one of you wakes up, or if one of you just suddenly realizes how important it is to tell others about Jesus. And we can do that too. It's real easy to say, boy, Pastor, you ought to work harder. You ought to make more calls, Pastor. We got to tell people about Jesus. And you can do that, can't you, son? Yeah, you can. And that's why it's really, really important for all of us to know that we're all missionary. And you young boys right over there, are those your sons? The rest of your life, you know what you're going to do? You're going to tell people about Jesus. And you can do it, can't you, son? You bet your life.
Yes.
And that's why it's a joy to be here, to be with you today. It's an honor and a privilege. I hope that if just one of you remembers something of this report, then my trip here is all worthwhile. And the last thing I want to tell you is something we're lacking in this country. And that is to tell someone that you love them. And I want every one of you to know how much old missionary Gary loves you. And that's something you don't hear. And I want you to remember that. Maybe this week you can tell someone that you love them. Jesus said, this new command I give you, that you love one another. That's what we need so much. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, we're humbled by your great power. How you reach down and touch our lives and allow us the privilege of being a part of your kingdom. Lord, we ask your blessing on this congregation, each and every one of them, that we all might be drawn a little closer to you. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you gave us the greatest gift ever given to mankind. In the form of a little baby in a manger halfway around the world. And because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, he paid the price for our sins. And because of that, none of us here have to say, I hope we'll be in heaven. We know for certain. Not by what we've done, but what Jesus did for us on the cross. And so, Lord, be with us each day to guide and lead and direct us, that we can be good missionaries for you. And all this we ask In Jesus' precious name, amen. Now when I greet you at the end of the service, I'm going to say, I'll see you later. And don't you dare say to me, I hope so. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why it's a joy to have the privilege of having you as a new friend, because we'll be together in our real home forever. And our friendship lasts for all eternity. God bless you, and I'll see you later. Thank you.